Harley Carnes joins us from the US, and a California man has been charged with trying to kill a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, this is his name is Nicholas John Roski. He's from Simi Valley, California. He's only 26, charged with attempting to murder Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He was stopped by federal agents just steps away from the justice's front door of his home. He was dressed all in black, carrying a backpack and a suitcase. Roski told the agents he came to from California to kill Kavanaugh. He had a Glock pistol, a tactical knife, pepper spray, zip ties, a hammer, and a crowbar in the suitcase in the backpack. He told police that he was upset about the leak of the recent Supreme Court draft decision regarding the right to abortion as a federal right, as well as the recent school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. So his reaction was to plan to shoot someone, Supreme Court justice. Roski said he began thinking about how to give his life purpose and decided he'd kill a Supreme Court justice after finding the justice his address on the internet. Now, the justice's home addresses were publicized by far-left Democrat activists, and Democrat leaders, including Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, encouraged day and night protests with threats against the justices if they reversed the Roe versus Wade abortion decision.
Geez, that's pretty dangerous stuff. You can't be publishing the address of a judge.
No, and they've done it. They put it online and repetitively. If it gets taken down, they put it back up there. And they've called on people to get out there and get in their faces. We had a member of Congress telling people they had to get in their faces. You had Chuck Schumer, who's the ranking Democrat in the Senate, who said that the justices would reap the whirlwind and never know what hit them. Now, if that had been a Trump person, they'd be in jail for insurrection.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, goodness me. Okay, tattoos and flight attendants. What's the rule?
Well, tattoos are going to be okay, looks like. At least on some of them. Virgin Atlantic is easing its ban on flight attendants showing their tattoos. Uniformed employees at Virgin Atlantic can display most of the body art. The face and neck still have to be covered if they've got ink there. But previously, they'd had to cover all their tattoos. The changes made, to reflect Virgin Atlantic's views on inclusion and diversity. They're not the first. Alaska Airlines, United Airlines, over the last couple of years, have been letting flight attendants show a little more of their ink. Aer Lingus and Japan Airlines relax their strict appearance directives. Don't have to wear high heels and skirts anymore. What's the world coming to?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's funny about tattoos. I did a story the other week on the show about there's a couple of restaurants at a flash hotel precinct down in New Farm. The hotel's called the Cal Isle. Outstanding place to stay. And the bloke who runs the restaurants there has banned neck tattoos and also tells you you can't come in there if you've got a neck tattoo or a face tattoo, and also you have to cover up the tattoos on your arms if you want to dine in these restaurants. So anyway, people, I suppose, take it into their own hands. Hey, there's this in Brisbane. We're very proud, because the show's actually made here, we're very proud of a cartoon called Bluey. And whenever someone else in the world likes Bluey, we seem to lose our minds, like our heads spin around on our shoulders and we do our nana going, people love Bluey, a cartoon made in Brisbane, can you believe it? But it appears as though Bluey's making an impact in the States.
Yeah, dogs with Aussie accents. I think it's the accent that does it, actually.
Yep.
It's kind of a parenting show, and critics are loving it because it gives mums and their kids some good things to talk about. I mean, their kids are learning to put the trash in the bin as opposed to the trash can, learning about sharing, spending money carefully, making good choices, doing stuff with your mates, which is like friends, only better, I guess. I figure if it does one positive thing, if it doesn't do anything else, it might teach the newest generation of Americans the difference between an Aussie accent and a British accent.
It might help out. Let's have a listen. This mum's gone viral. This mom has gone viral on TikTok. Let's have a listen to her.
I'm sorry, but who else's American child is out here speaking in an Australian accent? And now every Wednesday, I have to get the tiny human up extra early so she can take out the bins with me.
Yeah, so that's one thing that's gone fairly viral. It is good fun, and we are very proud of it, because the Bluey House is a blue cattle dog, which is pretty synonymous with Queensland, and they live in a Queenslander, which is like a weatherboard house that was built back in the day. And the feature of our Queenslanders is, because it's hot here, Harley, they're built for the summer. They're built to be really cool. And in the winter, this morning when it's like 3 degrees in and around southeast Queensland, they're freezing, Harley. Freezing.
Yeah, shiver. Sweater weather, as we say, for sure.
Rightio. Hey, Harley, thanks so much for that.